Title: Punky Drummer Ableton Live 12 Top Loop Tutorial Using Resampling Workflows for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Advanced. Alright, let's get into a proper jungle top loop workflow in Ableton Live 12. This is advanced, and it's all about that funky drummer style hat roll, the shuffles, the ghost grit, the air, the little imperfections that make your groove feel like it's running forward even when the drums are simple underneath. The key concept today is resampling. We're going to process the break into tops only, then print it to audio, then process the print again in controlled passes. That's the old school way. Commit vibe early, keep it playable, and stop endlessly tweaking a chain that's eating CPU and changing every time you touch one knob. By the end, you'll have a two-bar top loop you can drop over modern kick and snare, plus a couple of variations for movement, a clean version, a crunchy version, and a filtered telephone version for fills and phrase turns. First, set up the session so it wants to behave like drum and bass. Set your tempo to somewhere between 170 and 174. I like 172 as a starting point, because it's right in the pocket and gives you room to go up or down later. Now create a few tracks, one audio track called Break, that's the source, one audio track called TOP Loop, that's your resample print, one audio track called TOP Loop Alt for variations, and optionally, create a group you'll eventually use as a tops bus or drum bus. The sooner you route tops to their own bus, the easier mixing becomes. Coach note before we even load audio, keep a zero latency capture mindset when you're about to print. If you've got anything on your master or on the track that introduces latency, like look-ahead limiters or linear phase EQ, disable it temporarily. Even tiny delays can shift the feel when you start layering multiple resamples. Print first, get the groove right, then bring the heavy stuff back later if you need it. Now load your funky drummer break onto the break track. Open the clip view. Turn warp on for warp mode. Choose Complex Pro if you want it smoother, or Complex if you want a slightly rougher, more vintage chew. Either can work. The main thing is, get your downbeat aligned properly. Zoom in near the start. Find the first real transient you trust, usually a kick or a snare. Right-click and choose warp from here, straight. Then check bar one carefully. In jungle, the groove might lean a hair behind, but you want that to be intentional. If your first snare is late, because the warp is sloppy, the whole tune will feel like it's tripping over itself once you add clean modern drums. Once the break is warping right, we're going to build a tops-only chain on the break track. This is not just high-passing, this is extraction plus character. First device, EQ8. Put a high-pass filter on it, 24 dB per octave, somewhere around 180 to 250 Hz. Don't just copy a number, sweep it until the kick energy is mostly gone, but you still have some paper and body left in the hats and room. If you high pass too high, like 500 Hz, it can get thin and fake fast. Add a gentle dip around 200 to 400 Hz, maybe minus 3 to minus 6 dB. That pulls out that boxy cardboard area that can build up when you compress or saturate later. And if you want some air, do a small boost around 7 to 10k. Keep it tasteful, because we're going to add aggression later, and bright plus aggressive equals fatigue. Next device, gate. This is a classic top loop cleaner. You're basically telling Ableton, let the hat vents through, and reduce the low-level junk and rumble that survived the high pass. Start threshold around minus 25 dB and adjust. Set hold somewhere like 10 to 30 milliseconds, and return around 80 to 120 milliseconds. The exact numbers depend on the break and how much room you want. If the groove loses glue, lower the threshold or raise the floor. A really good trick is to set the floor not to negative infinity, but like minus 18 dB, so some ambience stays alive and the loop doesn't sound like it's being chopped with scissors. And here's the advanced move. In the gate, use the sidechain filter so the gate reacts mainly to the high frequency content, like 3K to 10K. That way, the hats trigger the gate, not the leftover mid-range thumps. Next, saturator. Choose analog clip. Drive it 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on, and then trim your output so you're not blowing your level. Saturation is where you start getting that printed credibility. It's not just louder, it's attitude. After that, drum bus. This is the sauce, but it's easy to overdo. Set drive maybe 5 to 15%. Crunch 0 to 15 and be careful, because too much crunch gets fizzy and cheap fast. Keep boom at 0, because we're not trying to add low end to tops. Then push transients up, maybe plus 5 to plus 20, until the hats speak. If you hear clicky pain, back it off. Use damp to control brightness. Then add auto filter for movement and control. Use a high pass, 12 or 24 dB. Set frequency around 200 to 350. Add a small envelope amount, like 5 to 15, so the hats get a little dynamic bite. And if you want the loop to feel alive, add a super subtle LFO, very slow, like 0.05 to 0.15 Hz. Tiny amount. You're not doing wobble, you're doing barely noticeable motion. Now, before we resample, do a gain staging check. This matters if you want that sampler rearer feel. Aim for peaks on the break track output around minus 6 to minus 3 dBFS. Healthy level, not slammed. And don't normalize later. The whole point is, you're printing a sound that behaves like it was recorded through a system. Cool, now we print. This is where the workflow becomes powerful. Create the TOP loop audio track. Method A is fast and direct. Set audio from to the break track, set monitor to in, arm top loop, and record two bars into the arrangement while the break plays. Method B is the only what I hear approach. Set audio from to resampling, solo the break track, so only the processed tops are captured, and record two bars. Either way, when you're done, select that recorded region and consolidate it. Command J or Control J. Name it something like FD tops 2 bar print A. Naming is not boring here. Once you start making variations, you want to know what's what instantly. Now we tighten the loop, because a 2-bar loop that's even a few milliseconds off will flam and drift over time, especially when layered with other drums. Double-click the printed top loop clip. Turn warp on even though it's already printed. We're doing this for precision and micro-groove control. Set warp mode to beats to preserve transients. Adjust the envelope somewhere around 30 to 60 depending on how choppy you want it. Lower values preserve more transient sharpness. Higher values can smear less important details. Use your ears. Now micro timing. This is where you stop thinking like an editor and start thinking like a drummer. If it feels stiff, don't globally quantize. Nudge a couple of hat transients slightly late with warp markers. Just a few milliseconds. Especially a recurring offbeat hat. That tiny drag can become your signature bounce. If it feels messy, tighten only the main accents to the grid and leave ghost notes and room noise a little loose. Rolling jungle tops often pull forward while the snare stays solid, so don't iron it flat. Next, we add that old-school break air using parallel texture, but now we do it on the printed top loop so it's controllable and consistent. On top loop, add an audio effect rack with two chains. Chain 1 is clean. Put EQ8, high pass around 200, and maybe a tiny air boost at 8 to 12k if it needs it. Chain 2 is grime. Add redux. Set bit reduction around 10 to 12 bits, and downsample around 1.5 to 3.0. Subtle. This is seasoning, not a demolition. Then add overdrive. Drive 10 to 25%, tone around 6 to 8k. Then EQ8. High pass 350 to 500 so the grime doesn't add mid-range honk, and low pass 10 to 12k to keep hiss under control. Then turn that chain down and blend it in until you feel it rather than obviously hear it. The goal is tape to sampler to mixer, not broken speakers. Now we're going to build variations, because a top loop that never changes for 64 bars is where energy goes to die. Variation bead is the telephone or filtered fill. Duplicate the clip. Add auto filter low pass 12. Set cutoff around 2 to 4k, resonance 10 to 20%. Resample it to TOP loop alt so it's printed. Use it for the last bar before a drop, or every 8 bars as a phrase marker. That's a classic DJ style move. Small change, big perceived motion. Variation C is pumped and aggro. On a duplicate, add blue compressor. Attack 0.3 milliseconds. Release auto, ratio 4 to 1, and aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. Then resample it. You can even shorten this one to a 1-bar loop and use it as a high player, quietly, in key moments. Here's a simple arrangement blueprint. Bars 1 to 8, use A, the clean version. Bars 9 to 16, bring in a little grime blend or swap to a slightly dirtier print. On bar 16, last bar, use B, the telephone fill. At the drop, go back to A and tuck C low for urgency. Now, we need to make the top sit with modern kick and snare. This is the job of a top loop. Support the groove without fighting the main drums. First, ek. High pass between 220 and 350 depending on your kick. If your kick has body at 120 to 200, don't let tops crowd that area. And if you've got harshness, notch a little around 6 to 8k, maybe minus 2 to minus 5 dB. Don't instantly kill 10k just because it's bright. Try taming the painful area first. Then sidechain compression. Put a compressor on the TOP loop track. Enable sidechain, and feed it from your main drums group or at least your kick and snare bus. Ratio 2 to 1, attack 3 to 10 milliseconds so you don't blunt the hat transient too much. Release 50, to 120 milliseconds. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of ducking mainly when the snare hits. You want the snare to speak, but you don't want obvious pumping unless you're going for that on purpose. Now, extra coach notes that will save you headaches. When you start layering A and C together, do a phase sanity check. Put a utility on one layer and flip phase left or right, then listen in mono. Keep the setting that gives you more consistent hat body and less hollowing. It's not about some absolute correct. It's about stability when collapsed to mono and when stacked with other percussion. Also, treat the top loop as a performance, not a loop. When you edit warp markers, don't erase micro accents. Those tiny uneven dynamics are literally the funk. And make a dedicated tops bus early. Route all top variations into that bus and do only two things there. Small tonal shaping, like a gentle tilt or a low pass if it's too shiny, and subtle glue or ducking. Keep the character on the clips. Keep the control on the bus. That separation makes you fast. If you want some advanced varination spice, here are a few options.